From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Health experts call Latin America and the Caribbean the world's new hotspot for COVID-19 infection, and the pandemic isn't sparing the region's leaders. Thursday night, the Western Hemisphere was still absorbing this week's news that Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro had tested positive for COVID-19. Then interim Bolivian President Jeanine Añez and Venezuelan Socialist Party leader Diosdado Cabello announced they too were infected. And they're not the only Latin American leaders who've contracted the new coronavirus. Last month, Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez revealed he and his wife had tested positive. He was just released from the hospital last week. Health experts hope these high-profile cases will prompt people in Latin America and the Caribbean to take the pandemic more seriously. The region's number of cases tripled last month to more than 2 million, and researchers at the University of Washington warn it could see an equally tragic rise between now and October. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.